Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 379 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the grace to come and study your word. I pray, Lord, that in any way we have sinned or erred, please have mercy upon us. We thank you for your many blessings towards us. Please come and fill us afresh with your spirit. Let your word comfort with power and authority. And give us the grace to not just hear your word, but to meditate on your word and to do the word. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So if you remember last week, we talked about the fruit of the Spirit. I gave an introduction to lay a foundation down. And our anchor scripture was taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. And again, just a quick summary. I emphasize that the fruit of the Spirit is singular, right? So it's not something that, it's not fruit, it's fruit, right? Like all those things, they're literally all linked together, right? They're literally all linked together. It's not singular, right? And the thing is, it's not by human effort. The thing is, when you see the fruit, right? When you see a certain fruit, it tells you that, oh, that there has to have been an underlying seed that has been sown, right? So if you see this fruit in a person's life, it tells you that, oh, this person has the Holy Spirit in their lives, right? And we talked about how to receive the Holy Spirit. We said that you receive the Holy Spirit by surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And again, we said it's not by human effort, right? It's when you cooperate with the Holy Spirit. I believe I cited this verse that says, "And not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord," right? And again, all the components of the fruit are interconnected, right? It's just like how a fruit has like the covering on the outside, the succulent parts, the seeds, and whatever that may be inside, right? All those things are interconnected. You cannot have one without the other, right? You cannot pick and choose which one you want. They are all interconnected, right? So now to begin to break these down, I'm going to talk about love. Today's podcast is going to focus on love, okay? And we're going to talk about the different dimensions of love, right? And if you notice, you know, love is mentioned first. There is something that is really important about love because it's almost like a cornerstone to many things you see in the life of a Christ follower, right? So again, in no particular order, so what are some things about love? Well, I think the first thing I want to establish is that love is active. It is not passive. Okay. Love is active. Love is not passive. Love is active. Love is not passive. Okay. It's active. Love is an action, right? It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling, right? So you should love when you're feeling it, and you should also love when you're not feeling it, right? The thing is, sometimes it is not going to be convenient. It's not going to be convenient to love, right? But we're still called to love, right? We're still called to love. Love is not passive. Love is active. It's not a feeling, right? It's reflected sometimes in what you do when you're not feeling it, right? Like if you remember Jesus Christ, the Bible says when he was going to the cross, he said, "Father, if it were possible, please take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done," right? Jesus Christ was saying, "Lord, if you can take this stuff away, I'd rather not go to the cross. But you know what? I'm going to submit to your will." That's love, right? Even the Bible says, "Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends," right? So it wasn't fun and games, but Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus laid down his life for us. So even when, you're not necessarily feeling it, it doesn't mean that you should not showcase love, right? So that's really important to take away, right? Love is an action. Love is not passive, and love is not a function of your feelings, right? Do not trust your feelings, right? Please, literally, this is an important principle of the Bible, important principle of life. Do not trust your feelings, right? Do not trust your feelings, right? Again, Jesus Christ laying down his life for us. It was hard, but he laid down his life. It was hard, but he laid down his life. In fact, that's a very nice segue into another dimension of love. Another dimension of love is just laying down your life. Literally, laying down your life. Right? Not thinking of yourself alone, but thinking of the interests of other people. Thinking of the interests of other people. You know, I can be selfish pretty often, right? And people can also be selfish, right? We have this selfish nature as humans, right? But if you want to truly showcase love, one very important component of love is laying down your life, right? Is laying down your life. You know, there's this part of the Bible where I cannot remember the exact verse, but Apostle Paul says that we are constrained by the love of Christ. Like literally, his actions, his thoughts, his character, all those things are constrained by the love of Christ. The love of Christ was the guide for those things he did. Look at all the problems that Apostle Paul dealt with. Being beaten, being imprisoned, being stoned, right? Being left for dead. Many different things have happened. Being bitten by snakes. But he was willing to do those things because he loved the Lord. He was willing to do those things because he was willing to go through whatever. He was willing to pay any price to be able to spread the message of the gospel all over the Roman Empire, right? So again, a very important component and dimension of love is laying down your life, right? Not thinking of yourself alone, but thinking of the best interests of others. Again, that verse I talked about a few minutes ago, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends, right? So even when it's not convenient, right? Love involves being selfless, not thinking of yourself, right? But thinking of God's will and purposes, right? So knowing that, hey, there may be consequences for this, but I'm willing to lay down my life, right? There may be consequences for this, but I'm willing to lay down my life, right? There may be consequences for this, but I'm willing to lay down my life, right? In fact, let me tell you this. When you obey God, you're showing love. Because Jesus Christ, God showed us love by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross, right? Sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. So how can we reciprocate that love? Well, keep God's commandments. Even the Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. When you obey God, you are showing him love. When you obey God, you are showing him love. Why? Because you're literally laying down your life, right? You're laying down yourself. You're laying down your preferences, right? The Bible says, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It is not unreasonable for God to expect you to obey him. Because again, he showed you amazing love by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross, right? To die for you on the cross. Now, one other thing I want to say about the dimension of love is that you should love not only your friends, right? It's easy to love friends, but it's much more difficult to love your enemies. But there's a Bible verse that literally says, love your enemies, right? Love your enemies. The Bible even encourages you to pray for your enemies. Many people will be like, Divine, that is crazy talk, but that is what we're called to do, right? That is the kind of work that the Holy Spirit can do in the life of a Christ follower, right? So love your enemies, love your enemies, love your enemies. The Bible says, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were literally still living in sin, but Christ died for us. We were enemies of God, but Christ died for us. Right? So love should not be limited to just your friends. Love should also include your enemies. Pray for them, right? Treat them well. Even the Bible says that by treating your enemies well, you're pretty much heaping coals of fire on their head, right? That may be the thing that spurs them to repentance when they see that you're not revenging, right? And one other thing I want to say about the dimension of love, as a part component of the fruit of the Spirit, is that please do not limit love. Do not limit love to, be warmed and filled. And you just tell people, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. You know, you never chastise them. No, love includes being chastised, right? In fact, one of the ways that the Lord shows you love is by chastising you. One of the ways the Lord shows you love is by being hard on you, right? By chastising you, by exposing you to consequences. The Bible says that the person that the Lord loves is the person that he corrects. So if the Lord is correcting you, that means he's treating you as a son. That means he really loves you. I think you can find this either in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 or Hebrews chapter 13, right? So again, because that's one thing, right? People said love wins, right? It's a very common thing you hear amongst people that are not Christ followers, actually, right? They use this term love wins. Basically like, hey, sanction anything. Don't offend anybody. No. That is not God's kind of love, right? Love also involves calling out wrong and chastising for wrong. And the thing is, when you are calling out wrong, when you are chastising wrong, you're not doing it for the destruction of the individual. You're doing it so that repentance can be triggered. A turning a new leaf, a change of life may be triggered, right? So I think those are the key dimensions of love you want to make sure you understand. There's many other things, but at least I want to focus on these ones for this podcast, right? And again, if you're a person that has not experienced the love of Christ, I will strongly encourage you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. He truly, truly, truly loves you. He laid down his life on the cross for you. So if you want to take that next step, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. It will tell you about the true cost of following Jesus Christ. It will tell you what true salvation looks like. It will tell you why you need a savior. And then at the end of episode 254, if you make that decision, you can join me in a prayer to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. So thank you for joining me in this podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the love you showed us by sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. Give us the grace to reciprocate that love in obeying your commandments, in spreading that love with other people, right? And also in being willing to call out and chastise wrong and evil, not for destructive purposes, but for repentance purposes. Lord, we cannot do this in our own strength, as your word says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. So we pray for the help of your Holy Spirit. We pray for the help of your Holy Spirit in beginning to exhibit every fruit, every component of the fruit of the Spirit. And Lord, I pray for those that are listening to this podcast or will listen to this podcast in the future that have not experienced the love of Christ. I pray that may your sweet Holy Spirit reach out to them and convict them. Let them see that Christ really loves them and let them turn their lives over to you. Let them open that door. Let them accept that invitation for salvation. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, thank you for listening to this podcast. I will see you, God willing, in episode 380. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.